Introduction. Success in large-scale combat operations is dependent on the Army's ability to employ fires. Fires enable maneuver. Over the past two decades, potential peer threats have invested heavily in long-range fires and integrated air defense systems, making it even more critical that the U.S. Army possess the ability to maneuver and deliver fires in depth and across domains. ADP 3-19 is consistent and nested with ADP 3-0 and FM 3-0 operations. It is rooted in time-tested principles and fundamentals, while accommodating new technologies and concepts. This ADP establishes a common frame of reference and language that commanders and staffs use for the employment of fires in support of unified land operations. Commanders integrate and employ fires across and in support of all domains. Fires capabilities are integrated, synchronized, and employed across all domains and across the range of military operations. The Army continuously prepares for large-scale combat while simultaneously shaping the security environment around the world. ADP 3-19 provides the underlying fundamentals and principles of how Army forces integrate fires in support of unified land operations. This revised ADP 3-19 includes the following changes. Combines information from ADP 309 and ADRP 309 into one publication. Redesignates publication as ADP 3-19 and supersedes ADP 309/ADRP 309. Redefines the fire's warfighting function. Includes discussion on all capabilities that contribute to create effects, including Army, Joint, and multinational capabilities. ADP 3-19 contains three chapters. Chapter 1 introduces the definition of the fire's warfighting function and describes fires within the context of unified land operations. It describes those fires' tasks necessary to create effects to achieve the commander's desired objectives and sets the framework for a discussion of the various capabilities that contribute to the fire's warfighting function. Chapter 2 describes the tasks and capabilities commanders use to execute fires across the five domains and the information environment. It discusses surface-to-surface fires, air-to-surface fires, surface-to-air fires, cyberspace operations, and electronic warfare, EW, space operations, multinational fires, special operations, and information operations. Chapter 3 describes the processes used by the commander and staff to synchronize the force. It addresses how fires planners pull from intelligence preparation of the battlefield and information collection processes to prioritize targets, effects, and resources for the commander based on the entire suite of tools available. Based on current doctrinal changes, certain terms for which ADP 3-19 is the proponent are added, rescinded, or modified.